Hello, my name is Blaine Marks, and this is Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Raider Radio is a school-based event where once a month a group of students from the leadership class are going to tell you about the inner workings of Burney High School, such as clubs, school events, and important dates to remember for the community. Let's get right into it today. Today I'm going to give a report on ALICE, which is a set of rules for school shootings. At the beginning of the summer, before school started, all the staff from Burney High School and Fall River High School had to meet up on Fall River High School campus to undergo ALICE, which stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. This is a set of rules that a school faculty or students can use to survive a school shooting if one ever happens. When the teachers got to the campus, it started with teachers put into a classroom and the door was shut. They had to come up with different ways to lock the door with things that were inside of the classroom to hinder the shooter from coming inside. The teachers got very creative. One teacher attempted to use his belt to tie the door shut, and another started stacking every desk in the classroom up against the wall, the door. The teacher had to also go through the situations that the shooter made it in their classroom. My English teacher was recently telling me about how she was surprised when she witnessed two female teachers full football tackle the shooter and wrestle him to the ground. The teachers had a chance to go through those situations, and I think that they got a better understanding of it in turn. After this, a couple of months later, the students at Burney High School went through an assembly that explained to us what ALICE was through an informational video. And it explained different situations and how to survive them. I believe that the video and the teacher's training was a vital part of our survival if we ever get into this situation where a school shooter is on the premises. I thought that it was very informational to listen to, and I hope that it saves many lives in the future. Next up, we have got Allison Jensen, who's going to give us a report on how the clubs are going this year. What do you have for me, Allison?
Thank you, Blaine. On Halloween, the Interact Club at Burney High School, which is student-led but funded and mentored by the Rotary Club, successfully decorated a haunted house and dressed up to participate in the house. Over 100 people showed up to the haunted house, and the fire chief stated, "All of the trick-or-treaters are at the fire hall for the haunted house and not walking around the town collecting candy." Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Allison, for that magnificent presentation. The first song that we're going to listen to today is called Sober by Demi Lovato.
I got no excuses for all of these goodbyes. Call me when it's over, 'cause I'm dying inside. Wake me when the shakes are gone and the cold sweats disappear. Call me when it's over and myself has reappeared. I don't know why I do it every time. It's only when I'm lonely. Sometimes I just wanna cave and I don't wanna fight. I try. Just hold me. I'm lonely. Mama, I'm so sorry. I'm not sober anymore. Daddy, please forgive me for the drink spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been making love the way I saved for you inside my head. And I'm sorry for the fans I lost who watched me fall again. I wanna be a role model, but I'm only human. I don't know why I do it every time. It's only when I'm lonely. Sometimes I just wanna cave and I don't wanna fight. I try. Just hold me. I'm lonely. Mama, I'm so sorry. I'm not sober anymore. And Dad, sorry that I'm here again. I promise I'll get help. It wasn't my intention. I'm sorry to myself.
If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Blaine Marks, and this is Radio Radio on KKRN. Up next, we have Cassandra Taylor, who's going to give us an update on the FNL Youth Summit. Go on ahead, Cassandra.
On October 5th through October 7th, Alexis Blano and myself were given the opportunity to attend a youth summit, Youth Traffic Safety Summit in Santa Clara, California. The summit was designed to inform the younger generations all around California about traffic safety. We would have general sessions where there were inspirational speakers. For example, Jesse LeBeau, who is the celebrity teen coach who travels around the world speaking to a wide range of teenagers. He inspired everyone in the summit to ignore prejudiced statements and continue working hard for everything that we plan to accomplish. The whole summit was put on by the leaders of the FNL Friday Night Live Youth Club. The mission of this club is to provide a drug-free and fun environment on campus in which people will feel involved and accepted. As an extra bonus, the program paid for all participants to go to California's Great America Halloween Haunt. The final day, we all signed up for Casey's Pledge and had small workshops where each group would learn new leadership skills. Casey's Pledge is a pledge that people make to drive sober and never get into a car with a drunk driver. An example of a small group was Not On My Watch, which is a program that involves gas stations preventing selling alcohol to minors. Another great addition to the summit was there was information tables and about safe driving and preventing underage drinking. Overall, this summit was informative and a great experience. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Cassandra. That was fantastic. The next song we have for you guys today is a song brought to you by Lonnie Kolick, who is a teacher here for the Native Ed students at Burney High School. The song is called We Will Rock You by Queen. If you're just tuning in, this is Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Next up, we have Taryn Dom, who's going to give us an update on how sports are going so far at Burney High School. What you got for me, Taryn?
Thanks, Blaine. The Lady Raiders have just wrapped up a season for the books at Burney High School. They beat the Fall River Bulldogs in the second round of playoffs for the first time in 10 years and fought to a respectable defeat against Paradise in their third round of playoffs. They finished their 2018 season of 20-10. Burney boys battled against the Bulldogs to a loss with a final score of 0-69. The boys finished with a final record of 0-10. Basketball is now starting for the boys and girls, and their first game is November 28th at Dunsmuir. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you kindly, Taryn. That was a great presentation. The next presenter we got for you guys today is Noah Bishop. Noah is here today with Levi Perkins, who did his senior project with Chris Seamer, who unfortunately could not make it today. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Thanks for having us, Blaine.
Thanks for joining us today, Levi.
You're quite welcome.
So, tell me a little bit about your senior project.
My senior project was a baseball camp for the youth in Burnie.
And what inspired you to choose the baseball camp as your senior project?
Well, I have a passion for sports, and my favorite sport being baseball. So I decided to have my baseball camp for youth in Burnie to help them in their high school career.
And who was your mentor for this project, and why did you choose them?
My mentor was Mr. Guerrero, who is the principal at Burnie High School, and he was also my coach for my first 2 years of high school baseball.
All right, and tell us how many attendants participated in your baseball camp.
We had around 6 to 10 kids at each camp.
What are some of the challenges you have faced throughout this project?
Participation was one of our challenges in this camp, as well as the weather because it was extremely hot during the summer.
How did you overcome these challenges?
We overcame the challenge of participation through social media by posting about our camp and trying to get more people involved. And then we got rid of the weather problem by having kids drink water and eat food before the camp.
Awesome. What was your favorite part about this camp?
My favorite part was teaching the youth in Burnie about my favorite sport.
Awesome. And do you have any advice for the future seniors out there?
My advice for future seniors would be not to procrastinate on your senior project.
All righty. Thank you, Levi. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, fellas. That was a great presentation. The next song we have to listen to today is called Little Things by One Direction.
Fits in mine like it's made just for me. But bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I'll love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if I do, it's you, oh, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
You can't go to bed without a cup of tea, and maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me.
I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if it's true, it's you, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
You'll never love yourself half as much as I love you. And you'll never treat yourself right, darling, but I don't want you to. If I let you know I'm here for you, maybe you love yourself like I love you. Oh,
and I've just let these little things slip out of my mouth, 'cause it's you, oh, it's you,
It's you they add up to, and I'm in love with you. And all these little things, I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if it's true, it's you, it's you they add up to. I'm in love with you and all your little things.
If you're just tuning into this station, this is Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. The next presenter we have for you guys today is named Albert Shekla, who's going to give us an update on sixth grade camp. How did that go, Albert?
Thanks, Blaine. A few weeks ago, I was given the opportunity to be a counselor for this year's sixth grade science camp for Burney Elementary. This week-long camp ran from October 8th to 12th and is held at the Mendocino Woodlands Camp. Each day, the students trekked in their hiking groups, consisting of two counselors and a naturalist. On the hikes, they learned about the ecological system that the Redwood Forest contains. Many of the hiking groups also tested their teamwork abilities in the challenge course. There, they improved in areas of altruism, trust, and cooperation. Some days, we had special hikes, hikes that went to popular spots like Big Tree, an old-growth redwood, Russian Gulch, and the beach to go tide pooling. The children's favorite part was skit night. Each cabin came up with their own skit to perform in front of the whole camp, and they had a really fun time doing it. I thought it was a great experience, and if I had the chance to, I would go again. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Albert. You have been tuned into two listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supported by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. I hope you'll tune in to the first Wednesday of each month to hear Raider Radio. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots. Until our next show, you can tune in at 7:30 to hear Talk Nation. This is Raider Radio signing out, but first we have a goodbye song called Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.